Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With the Killer Bees.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
Jed ended up on Bad Take Boulevard with the waning moments before the deadline. See what I did there? Joel is going to lead us off with Bad Take Boulevard, but him getting into the studio is a bad take. But yeah, but Jed saying that the coach needs to be the first person that knows. No, good news is good news whenever you wake up, period. Is good news better at 3 a.m. or good news better at 9 a.m.? I'd rather have the sleep. Some people are texting, too, saying they're saying, who gets to sleep until 9 a.m.? The NBA gets to sleep until 9 a.m. The NBA is on a little bit of a different schedule than us 9-to-5ers. I'll go ahead and say that.
Not if you're on a road trip in Miami.
Why not? Oh, because, well, they should still be awake.
That's what I'm saying. Well, they went to bed at 5.
Now, Monty's a little different. You would think that Monty's not participating in those things. Right. You would think that Monty's not participating in those things. All right, so Bad Take Boulevard, who made the list this week? All of the worst takes of the week. If anything happens in the NBA, we'll let you know. Blankers, mm-hmm. You've been holding on to. You've had it in the chamber since the weekend. So as we always do, age before beauty.
You're good with this. So I need to ask you first. Do I call the name out or just say someone locally? Is that the smarter way to go about it?
In this case, I would have called the name out.
Because I have to say it?
No, I call names out.
Not locally, you don't.
Yeah, I give a pretty good innuendo and a pretty good
So there's someone
reference.
That drinks a lot of red Kool-Aid that's pretty closely associated with your favorite basketball team that the minute that we saw Kyrie Irving traded, decided to tweet out that this means that the Rockets are going to go out and sign James Harden and then get Kevin Durant to join him in the Houston area with the Houston Rockets for the dynamic. Stop it. Absolutely ridiculous. And then we subsequently have seen Kevin Durant traded to Phoenix. But yeah, I mean, I hope you got some clicks out of that one, but what the hell are you thinking about?
That's the first time I've heard it. You don't think that there was any chance, even before this trade to the Suns, that the Rockets could have been a landing spot for Harden and Durant?
I don't. Now, I do know that people within the Rockets organization are still enamored with James Harden.
I think that ship has kind of sailed. I think the Eric Gordon trade is a hint that that has sailed.
I could have told you it already had sailed in so many different ways. However, there was one way in which the skipper of the big ship and people closely associated like his first mate still have a fondness for the beard. And if that's the case, then all other bets are off.
See, there was a lot of thought that one reason the Rockets would keep Eric Gordon was because Harden likes him. Now that they've traded Eric Gordon, do you think it drops the percentages of
He's
James Harden being a Rocket?
Gordon's free at the end of the year. If you want to add him to the mix and add both Harden and Gordon,
true. You
can do it.
That's a good point.
So, yeah, and the Kevin Durant aspect of it is, he already knows what he's been through with James, and only he knows how he feels about it. It isn't like the deal breaker that it would have been for Kyrie, but at the end of the day, they didn't peacefully coexist all that well either. They had their moments. Kevin Durant's all about championships and hooping, and so I would think he has other options, and obviously he's found one right now.
You don't think that that's a, now that the trade has been made, it makes this even like a worse take?
It's a mansion now on Bad Take Boulevard.
You don't think Harden, Durant, Jalen Green, Jabari, Alpi Shingun. You don't think that's a making of a championship?
He followed
team?
Up with subsequent tweets trying to say that whether it's Jalen Green or others, you were going to have to give up a lot of your young pieces to get Kevin Durant as well. So you were basically blowing up the rebuild to build around a deteriorating James Harden and a deteriorating Kevin Durant, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's just a horrible take.
Yeah, I'm going to stop defending it. That one belongs at the top of Bad Take Boulevard. You made the list. Did we give the name?
I did not.
We gave the, what'd you call him?
A red Kool-Aid drinking, very tightly associated Rockets fan.
Red Kool-Aid drinking guy. You made the list on Bad Take Boulevard. How about this one? How about the Brooklyn Nets Big Three making the list of Bad Take Boulevard? The Big Three, Kevin Durant, the latest to get traded. Kyrie Irving traded just before Kevin Durant. Then James Harden, of course, last year. The Big Three era of the Brooklyn Nets. They played 8 regular season games together. They played 8. Eight.
I think they played 16 total games together.
This says 8.
Maybe that's including playoffs.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. This says 8 regular season games. 8 regular season games together. 1 playoff series win. 1 playoff series win. Harden traded last year. Kyrie traded earlier this week or last week. Kevin Durant over the weekend. Kevin Durant traded
but
in
Jeremy,
the wee
they
hours
were a
last
toenail
night.
Away from a championship.
What do you mean? They've won 1 playoff series.
You know, I'm just saying that was their big defense to all this was that if Durant's toe isn't on the line on the 3 against Milwaukee and Milwaukee ended up winning the title that year, that they would have won it. Miss me on all that. Largo, write that down. Miss me on all that.
The Big Three of the Brooklyn Nets belongs on Bad Take Boulevard. Good
is
news
the
is
worst?
they can handle the real estate. They got plenty of cash.
Is that the worst Big Three end result that we've ever seen? Because I used to say that when the net again Brooklyn when they went and made that late push to get Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and tried to resurrect the Big Three, getting them from the Celtics later in their career, and that failed. Some would say the Rockets when they tried to put Barkley, Elijah Wan, Pippen,
yeah,
or and then later it was Pippen, Drexler, and Barkley.
I would say, well, it couldn't have been later, right? Because Clyde would have been the first one there. Because yeah, Clyde retired.
Clyde
to
yeah,
go
he
coach.
Got out first, right?
Yeah. I would say with the expectations that were put in place, yes. Because, like, no one, I don't know if anyone really thought that, like, Olajuwon, Barkley, Drexler would win a title.
There were people that thought this Nets deal could surpass the results the Heat got when they got LeBron to go with Ray and Chris Bosh and all those guys.
When you factor in the expectations, I would say this is the biggest super team failure of all time.
I would pretty much say if it's not the leader in the clubhouse, yeah. it's up there.
Because all the ones that you mentioned were guys who were late. Like, they're older in their career. Like
on the downside, yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be more difficult. So the Nets Big Three making Bad Take Boulevard. Here's another one that makes Bad Take Boulevard. This whole idea that Will Levis wouldn't be ready day one, which these people are acting like Will Levis, and I've heard this all over. They're acting like Will Levis is Anthony Richardson. That, like, Will Levis hasn't played in a lot of football games over the course of his career. Will Levis has played in 38 college games. He's played in more games than Bryce Young in college, 29. He's played in more games than C.J. Stroud in college, 26. Yet they're saying that Will Levis and Anthony Richardson are the two quarterbacks in this draft that wouldn't be ready from day one. Levis has played in 38 games. Anthony Richardson's had 13 collegiate starts. That is a bad take. Will Levis is ready from day one, baby. Just because you didn't watch a whole lot of Will Levis, just because you're basing it off of stats and this disappointing year that he had in Kentucky, doesn't mean that Will Levis isn't ready to play in the NFL from day one, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the babies, but I'll tell you this. I know you're the head PR director for Will Levis, but there's nothing that says Will Levis won't be ready for day one. There's nothing that says that, you know, instead of dealing with Kentucky and their inability to get enough players around him or the fact that he had a change in offensive coordinators, which might have led to his decline in his senior year, I think Will Levis is going to be ready for whichever team picks him. It's just there's enough to be... That's enough to be said. And then from there, it's how much can he pick up? How much can he fine-tune to be what some people think he could really be?
Here's the other Will Levis Bad Take Boulevard that I've heard a lot this past, more last week because the Senior Bowl was going on last week. Everybody was saying that Will Levis blew an opportunity by not playing in the Senior Bowl because you selfishly wanted Will Levis to play in the Senior Bowl. Why do players play in the Senior Bowl? To improve their stock
and impress people.
Right? Will Levis is going to be a top 5 pick. He's being projected to go second to the Texans. I saw a mock draft where he was going number 1 today to the Colts who traded up. Will Levis, when you're a top 5 pick, college football players don't go to the Senior Bowl. Will Levis should not have been in the Senior Bowl. Will Levis isn't improving his draft stock. His draft stock's already top 5.
There's a lot of times that guys, agents in the corner of a player like Will Levis says you don't really have to even work out because all you can do is hinder your draft stat. Now, if you're trying to say that you're the best quarterback in this draft and you feel like there's something to gain that way, then you could consider it. But a lot of times your advisors and your agents and stuff are saying, if you already at this late in the game are being projected to be a top 5 pick, it doesn't matter where you go in the top 5 for your compensation, just sit it out.
Here's one that I want to run by you to see if this is a bad take. Yankee pitcher Michael King.
It's a bad take.
Who is Michael King, by the way? Have you ever heard of Michael King?
I have not.
I've never heard
He's
of Don's
Michael
brother,
King. He's Don's brother,
I think he's the younger brother of John King. Go Cougs. Here was Michael King talking he's a pitcher for the Yankees, apparently. He's a pitcher for the Yankees, apparently. Yeah, Stephen King must have been his grandfather. Here he was talking about the Astros and how they aren't in the same field as the Astros.
And I never want to make the excuses of injuries because obviously every team goes through it. But unfortunately, we just had some issues that made it so we weren't at full strength. And the Astros obviously have a ton of talent, and we're rolling at that time. So, like, you did not want to face that Astros team. Ultimately, obviously, winning the World Series, that's what happens when you have the talent and the chemistry going on your side.
John King says that no one could touch the Yankees when they're rolling. How did the Astros do against the Yankees this year?
Yeah, they were never trailing against the Yankees in the regular season. They lost games in the last at bat for the Yankees that for the majority of the game the Astros were winning. You got bitch slapped by the Astros.
Get swept in the playoffs.
Regardless. Yeah, and then you get swept in the playoffs. What's your excuse there? Still more injuries? You picked up guys that caught lightning in a bottle. Who's the man with the Paul Gallant mustache from here that late in his career, the former Cardinal, he was ripping the hell out of the ball and hitting 14 bombs.
Carpenter.
Yeah, Chris Carpenter.
Yeah, he played at Elkins.
Yeah, and you found guys that were giving you more. You traded for a defensive replacement center fielder, and he was hitting bombs and doing things, and you got swept.
Low-key, I think Harrison Bader's going to be pretty good this year.
Well, he had a hell of a year for them once they picked him up. I can tell you that because remember how they were getting killed for trading one of their starters.
I think that trade might actually work out okay for them. But who in the world is Michael King? Had you heard of Michael King before he started bashing the Astros?
You want to crown him?
713-780-37. I've never heard of Michael King.
All hail?
Big C sent us this one. I don't think this is a bad take, but I wanted to run it by you, Blinkers. Run it by you, Sean Mapes, who's filling in for Joe George, who couldn't bother to come to work today.
Actually, he did come to work today.
He just didn't do our show.
Well, tell you, that's
that's
dedication.
Even worse.
That's dedication.
It's even worse. Big C sent us this one. He said it belongs on Bad Take Boulevard. Does this belong on Bad Take Boulevard? Dan Orlovsky ranked his top five all-time quarterbacks. Number one, Tom Brady. Number two, Pat Mahomes. Number three, John Elway. Number four, Peyton Manning. Number five, Dan Marino. Big C says this belongs on Bad Take Boulevard. Why?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who you add.
I think Big C was saying that Pat Mahomes should not be number two. I think that's what he was saying. Big C, let us know. 713-780 ESPN, or you can put it on the Twitch.
I mean, Marino only made one Super Bowl, and it was in his rookie year.
I think he's pointing to Patrick Mahomes.
You know, he's a Saints fan. He could be asking about Drew Brees with being up there statistically and with Super Bowls.
I think it's Mahomes.
So let's just look at this from this perspective. Because until we find out the perspective from Clarence, if you were to say, why would this be a bad take?
He said correct. So it is about Mahomes.
Okay.
It is about Mahomes.
I understand that people have anointed Patrick Mahomes as one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, but it's all based on potential because there's so much of his career he still has to play out. Now, he's gotten off to an all-world start. We know that. He's also lost Super Bowls, and didn't get to Super Bowls that everybody thought he was going to get to. But we heard this right away that he's an all-time and a certain Hall of Famer. And so I get the fact that he still has too much to achieve to basically put him that high on the list. I would have more said from a Saints fan perspective, where's Drew Brees?
I don't know if I have Drew Brees in this top five, though. I don't think he's ahead of Marino. He's definitely not ahead of Manning.
Aaron Rodgers, because he only has one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, well, Rodgers wasn't in his top five.
That's what I'm saying. He's not there, but should he be?
I wouldn't think so. Now, Brees does have the, he's all-time passing yards.
70,000 yards.
I have no problem with Mahomes being two, because that's what Big C was referencing here. Do you have a problem with Mahomes already being the second?
I think the rightful call is Mahomes is fifth if you want him on the list, because he still has so much to achieve.
I think part of this was projecting. I think part of this was projecting by Orlovsky. I think Pat Mahomes, minimum, if he doesn't get hurt, catastrophic injury, I think minimum Pat Mahomes finishes as a top two quarterback of all time.
Yeah, oh, wow.
No doubt about it. I think he's going to win three Super Bowls, at least three Super Bowls. He's going to have more passing yards than everybody. He's going to have more passing touchdowns than everybody. Yeah. Now, a lot of this is projecting, because all of this could change like that if he snaps his leg in half. But if I project what I've seen from Pat Mahomes over the course of a normal quarterback career, I have no problem saying that Pat Mahomes will at some point be a top two quarterback in NFL history.
I have no problem saying he would be on this list. Top two is... I'm not disagreeing that he has that potential, but like I think top five.
Read the list to me again.
Brady, Mahomes, Elway, Manning, Marino.
No Montana.
I can tell you I was gonna say the other one that's a travesty is there's no Joe Montana.
See, I think he's putting a lot of weight on volume stats and not necessarily Super Bowls, because Montana doesn't have the volume stats.
Montana versus Marino
has volume. Marino has
volume. Stats versus team results.
Right. Yeah. So, like, Orlovsky, I think, does have a little bit of a bias here towards overall raw volume numbers as opposed to, like, Super Bowl titles. So people are like, well, Brady has volume. Brady has, like, some...
He's got
a lot of the counting numbers.
He's got longevity, so he's got the numbers match, the team success matches. He's got all. He checks all the boxes.
I think Mahomes, though, barring catastrophic injury,
or a team
will
that
be a top two quarterback in NFL history.
You're assuming the Chiefs are going to be able to sustain the rest of the team around him.
I think they will.
Okay.
Well, maybe not the team around him, but like Reed Mahomes combination. I think the Chiefs win at minimum three Super Bowls with Pat Mahomes.
I don't disagree with you projecting.
And it's going to be two on Sunday.
I agree with that. But I look at it and say, I could see them winning three.
Man, y'all got me rooting for Mahomes now.
But I
hate that.
There's just too much that could go wrong with the roster and Andy Reid, and who knows how long he's going to coach. And, you know, they already lost Tyreek Hill and the receivers. They're going to need to upgrade those again. And you know, teams go through these cycles.
You think Mahomes is going through a cycle?
It's possible he could go.
I think so, man.
I'm talking about him personally, the team around him.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now Andy Reid's critical in this, too. Because if Andy Reid and Mahomes are together forever, which I don't think is going to be the case, I think Mahomes will have a new head coach at some point in his career. But let's say Reid and Mahomes are together for the next 7 years. I think they win on Sunday, and I think they're guaranteed to win one more. Guaranteed.
I don't disagree. Like I said, I don't disagree on the projection.
Yeah,
a lot of things could happen.
Sean Mapes is telling us to go. Sean, we only listened to Joe and Brendan Riley.
Let's
be very clear.
We ran out of the 15-minute Bad Take Boulevard music bed.
This is what happens when we don't have a puppeteer. 713-780-ESPN, the HRP listener line. Julian wants to talk Will Levis. I'm always open to those conversations. We'll keep you updated on if anything else happens in the NBA trade deadline, which passed 17 minutes ago. And we got to make mock drafts great again. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Hey guys, BK here for Altstadt Beer, my choice of beer throughout the Houston area, and it should be yours as well for a number of different reasons. Number one, they've got a bunch of different brews, something for every beer drinker out there, including the brand new Altstadt Pils, super crisp, super clean, very, very approachable. Number two, Altstadt is available wherever you shop for beers. It's very easy to find. Number three, every Altstadt is brewed with just four simple ingredients. And number four, you aren't paying an arm and a leg for Altstadt beer. It's Altstadt beer. No impurities, no regrets.
Finding the right lawyer is crucial. That's why calling the Morley Law Firm should be your first choice. The experienced Morley Law Firm team can assist you with DWI, criminal issues, auto accidents, injuries, or divorce matters. They can also help with medical malpractice and immigration problems. Don't waste time calling around Houston for a lawyer. Call the Morley Law Firm, 713-839-9955. That's 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com. Make the call. Morley Law. Se habla español.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. The easiest way to get in on the action for the big game is Underdog Fantasy and their Pick'em game. Just pick higher or lower on your favorite Chiefs and Eagles stats for the big game, and if you get all of the picks right, you could win up to 20 times your money in a single night. And Underdog keeps it very, very simple with their easy-to-use website and app. Plus, on Thursday, February 9th at 10 a.m. Eastern, you are going to see the special pick for the big game. The special pick is Jalen Hurts, higher or lower than 0.5 total yards. That's it. I think we know which way you're going on that one. And the max entry on that is $20. Just download the app and use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and they will match up to $100 of that first deposit. That's promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. That's underdogfantasy.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
They say they'll get your biggest tax refund. Jackson Hewitt says your biggest tax refund guaranteed and a chance to double your tax refund. Thousands in weekly prizes during the Double Your Refund sweepstakes. Your biggest refund times two, twice the money. So forget about them. File your taxes on the double at Jackson Hewitt today. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal tax return. Promotion ends 4/2/23. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for rules.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. We'll make mock drafts great again here in a second. But Julian, look, this is mock draft related. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Thanks again to Spanish Rose for bringing us a little bit of Tex-Mex. Spanish Flower for bringing us a little bit of Tex-Mex today. The $5 off of margaritas today at the Durham location. There's three locations in the Houston area. I drive by one every single day on 45. Three locations. One of them, the newest one on Durham in Washington. $5 off margaritas there today. 50% off of enchiladas. You get enchiladas for half off. You can't beat that.
They got one on the north side you drive by?
Yeah. Did I mention that?
I didn't know. I heard you set it up. I didn't know where.
Yeah, it's right off of, I mean, I passed it on 45 okay. Driving from Spring. I forget the crossroads there. Not too far away from the greater Houston area, though. Beyonce likes to go there after her concerts because they're open 24/7. But swing on by today, the Durham location, the new one, $5 off margaritas, 50% off of enchiladas today at Spanish Flower. Really good food, a really good drink as well. 713-780-3776. We'll make mock drafts great again. Chewy, you can just leave the Twitch. I'm just kidding, Chewy. I love you. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Julian wants to talk Will Levis versus Anthony Richardson. Julian, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. What's up?
How you doing, guys? So let me start off by saying I'm not such a Elvis supporter, but I do know one thing. And Josh Allen, they come around once in a while. Mm-hmm. Richardson, it reminds me of Allen, except Allen did more in college. Richardson had plenty of recruits around him. I'm not going to act like Florida was this great team. But Kentucky? Levis lost all his linemen. He was getting hurt left and right. Yes, he does make bad decisions. I get that. But he can throw way better than Richardson. I mean, Richardson can't hit a damn barn.
Well, he lost his offensive coordinator from his junior year.
He's talking about
too.
Richardson. He's saying Richardson.
I'm saying Levis.
Julian actually advocated for Levis. I did not see that coming.
I didn't either. But I'm, you know, we've said for all the measurables that make Richardson really attractive in this draft, he's 2 years away. He needs so much polish and so much work that there's so many teams that are going to be leery of that alone, going general managers are trying to save their jobs. You know, coaches want to win now, and you bring in a guy, but he's going to sit there for 2 years while you try and make him NFL ready. There's not a lot of teams that have that much patience.
I thought the point you made yesterday was a point that NFL teams don't look at enough, which I think that they should. Is the length of the rookie contract. Maybe I'm wrong for this, but I always look at players as commodities. Like, maybe I have a Daryl Morey point of view. Like, I need return on the investment. If I'm going to draft a player, let's say at number seven, I'm expecting a really good return for the number seven pick in the NFL draft. If I'm spending $25 million on a player, I need a really good return on that player. The best teams in the NFL are the ones that get great production for the dollar. New England Patriots did this for years. Part of it was because Tom Brady was always signing deals that were under market value quarterback in NFL history. So he did the Patriots a big favor. That way they could build up the rest of the team. If you're drafting Anthony Richardson and you don't think that he's 2 years away from being a starting quarterback in the NFL, that is half of his rookie contract.
Yeah, and the other thing is, the only teams that are really capable of doing that and sucking up those first 2 years are like the Eagles, who make a trade and it turns out to be a very high pick when you're already a Super Bowl caliber team. And you go, hey, we're in the luxury position of being able to take a guy that we can develop for 2 years while we have a guy that's playing at a high level, and then make a decision Like, to your point, you mentioned with the Patriots, they took a Garoppolo when they had a Brady, and they realized at a certain crossroads, we either keep him and move on from Brady, or the more pretty much predictable way to go about this is, at a certain point, we develop him to the point where other teams know we got him and we're keeping Brady, so we trade him and move him for something more than what we used to get him.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are critical of when the Patriots traded Garoppolo, because they only got a second rounder for him, and many people thought that they would get a first rounder for him. They still got a better second rounder than what they used to pick. They drafted him late second round 2014. They traded him for a better pick than that when they traded him to San Francisco. So they actually got a better return on the investment. Like, that's one of the things whenever... Remember when the Texans selected Braxton Miller from Ohio State, middle
the
round?
The receiver that
it was a project.
Converted to quarterback.
Yeah, it was a project. We think he can be like the next Julian Edelman. The problem is with projects is it usually takes them, at least, best case scenario, it takes them 3 years to figure it out. And if you're drafting a project in the third or fourth round that you're not going to get any value or production from until the third year of a four-year contract, what are you doing? What are you doing there? Like, the projects need to be sixth, seventh rounders, undrafted free agents, not the middle of the draft, not with a top 10 pick. That's why I'm out on Quentin Richardson. A lot of people point to the Levis, like his production in college football as well. What Will Levis did his junior year at Kentucky is better than what Bryce Young did at Alabama from a team standpoint. Bryce Young did not win a national championship as a QB1 at Alabama. Right. First quarterback to do that at Bama, not win a national title as the quarterback won since Blake Sims. Kentucky has won double-figure games twice since the late 70s. Will Levis brought Kentucky to that point in 2021. I know I'm a Will Levis stan, and I have a way to get Will Levis to the Houston Texans that doesn't involve the number two pick, but I'm going to save that for the show tomorrow. 713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener line. We are at Drift Bar tomorrow. Frankie's Friday Fire. 713-780-3776. Let's make drafts, mock drafts great again when we return. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. One thing that's already great is HRMP. Human Resources and Payroll. It's Cougar owned by Mike Holly. Used to protect Heisman Trophy winners. Now he wants to protect you and your business. Members of the Cougar 100 for the eighth year in a row. You've seen the HRMP signage of the U of H games. They're building off the Beltway. Let HRMP help you. HR compliance, benefits administration, payroll, onboarding. HRMP can help in all of those areas. There's no boxes with HRMP. Doesn't matter how small, doesn't matter how big. They will completely customize a plan for what you and your business needs. If you have a problem or an issue, you want to take a little bit off your plate, HRMP will find a way to help. They do it in a way that's unique. Technology meets service. They have the best tech. You'll love that, but you'll love their service. Guaranteed fulfillment. You won't be talking to some stranger on a call board. You'll be talking to someone who knows you and they know your business needs. I'm an employee of an employer that uses HRMP. Anytime I have a question, I shoot off an email. Always a very quick response, easy to understand. Employers, do a favor to your employees. Give them a call right now, 281-880-6525, and let HRMP customize a plan for you, 281-880-6525, or check them out at HRP.net. That's HRP.net.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Attention all U.S. business owners. If you have five or more W-2 employees, you may be entitled to a tax refund up to $26,000 per employee. Larry Silver of Central Plumbing had 14 employees and received a refund of over $275,000. So check your company's eligibility to receive this government-approved program of up to $26,000 per employee. Call 800-470-1829 right now. We have already secured millions of dollars for businesses just like yours. Just call 800-470-1829. 829 to find out with no cost up front how much money your company can receive. Even if you got PPP money, you can still qualify. This is a payroll tax refund program approved by the United States Treasury Department for any business who kept employees on payroll during the pandemic. Best of all, these funds do not have to be paid back. Do not miss this opportunity to claim up to $26,000 per employee. Call 800-470-1829. 800-470-1829. 800-470-1829.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Houston are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. Repairsmith.com, code QUOTE.
Milk, eggs, $42. Ma'am, you okay?
Need bucks? With Jackson Hewitt, don't wait weeks for the IRS to send your tax refund. Come in now for up to $3,500 with a no-interest, no-fee refund advance loan when you file your taxes. That's up to $3,500 today. Don't let high prices get you down. When every dollar matters, it matters who does your taxes. So get to Jackson Hewitt today. For eligible clients, loans by Republic Bank and Trust Company, details at jacksonhewitt.com.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Razor sharp commentaries delivered with a purpose. You found the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Blankers, you never told me what you thought of my hat. I'm wearing the 1993-94 Rockets NBA Championship, because the Rockets are back, baby.
Have fun.
Ever since this Kevin Durant trade, I'm all in on the Rockets. Ever since that texter yesterday, call me a Rockets homer, where I thought long and hard about it, and I said, you know what, you're right. I am a Rockets homer. I need to lean in to my Rockets homerism.
Obviously, you've been one since you pulled that out of the archives.
I found this in my attic around Christmas time when I took out the Christmas tree. It has not been touched.
Obviously, it
since
hasn't.
The mid-90s.
You're an ex-baseball player. I thought you'd have given it some shape. I thought you'd get it back to looking.
I couldn't. It might break.
Yeah, it looks like you're working at a flea market.
You don't like this
or you
hat.
Just, you're
this
going out to cut the lawn in plaid shorts, black socks, and some flip-flops.
Sean is much cooler than we are, let's be honest.
Well, he's wearing a Loverboy headband like he's going to a rock concert.
Isn't that a spiked sparkling water, Loverboy? I think it is.
Is it?
I think it might be.
Okay.
You tell me what you think of this hat, Sean Mapes. He's much cooler than we are.
It's a pretty cool hat.
There you go.
It's pretty. It's there you go. From the 90s, correct?
It's my vibe.
Sean, in the condition it's in the shape that you're currently looking at it, how cool is it?
I mean, yeah, the bill could use a little bit of work.
I was worried it might damage the hat.
It looked like it. Like, was there something sitting on top of it that misshapen the bill?
Not just the bill.
I mean, the hat itself, too.
Mostly time.
Time. Just
mostly
the
time
weight of
did
time.
This damage.
That hat is the equivalent of severe hail damage to an automobile. It's just got a lot of little nooks and crannies on the top I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
It's a nice artifact.
It's my fit, man. What can you say? It's my fit. 713-780-ESPN. But I'm a Rockets homer. I realized that yesterday more than ever. The Kevin Durant trade.
You're a Houston homer because you're combo plattering. You got your Astros t-shirt with your Rockets hat, Brendan Riley.
Battery Chuck said more dents in that hat than a car wreck. He's not wrong.
No.
I had dreams that Kevin Durant was traded away from Brooklyn that was going to open up all of these aspects for the Houston Rockets with the Brooklyn Nets draft capital. And then it happened. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to dust this bad boy off.
What's it going to take for you to have dreams that Steven Silas and Rafael Stone are no longer members of the Rockets organization this offseason?
Might be in the best interest. I'm not going to deny
that. I mean, if I could somehow inject that into your dream pattern, that'd be awesome.
Listen to my long-term Rockets plan to go back to being don't underestimate the heart of a champion, how sweet it is. First off, you need a basketball voice. He is the voice of the organization. No one touches coach. No one touches him from this is how we watch film. This is how our minutes are going to, be dictated. This is how our rotations are going to be. A basketball voice that can tell Jalen Green which shots are good, which shots are bad, to run a system, even if it's isolation ball. I don't care, but isolate the weaknesses. To how to get all these guys involved. Now, you probably need a hit on one of these two picks in the NBA draft lottery. You need to have the ping pong balls go your way. And then, look, I don't even need all these draft picks. You have the Brooklyn Nets picks through 27. You acquired 10 spots in the NBA draft today because of Eric Gordon. You have 2 second-round picks from Oklahoma City. I think Stone's done a pretty good job today. You don't even need to use those picks, but we've seen with Harden, we've seen with Durant in the wee hours of the night when they couldn't make a wake-up Monty Williams. Those draft picks can turn into something incredibly tangible. Mm-hmm. I think that there is a potential. Now, you need some pieces in place. You need to get a little bit lucky. You need a little bit of luck of everything in life, where this could work out pretty good for the Rockets.
Oh, it could. It could. But here's the thing. I'm going to take it as real as I can be in terms of what they need. They need a competent, capable, experienced general manager going forward.
I think a head coach is more important than a GM.
I think that...
Would you agree or disagree?
Well, if you have that GM, you don't have the chance of getting the maximum out of that coach because that GM thinks that he has the control and the power to do what he's already done to Silas again. And
you don't think that he can hire a head coach that, like Casario has done with D'Amico, where he can take a back seat?
He won't.
Okay. All right. You would
because
know more than me.
He's an egomaniac.
You would know
and because
more
he's
than
trying
me.
To prove that he is capable of doing this job. I don't think he'll hire. You're right. We both agree. You need an experienced veteran head coach to come in here and say, I know how to coach young kids. I know how to get the most out of my players. What I do know is in order to do that, I don't need you meddling with every practice and every you know game with me and every lineup. So I don't think he's capable of hiring that kind of coach and giving up that kind of power to relinquish it. So that's why I say you need a new GM, you need an experienced head coach. And the other thing that you didn't mention that I think is key going forward because this draft is so hyper, those top two picks, either guy fits so well for them and them alone in terms of what this team needs and just speaking from a Houston Rockets perspective. And then the last thing is you need some veterans that want to be here that can kind of mentor the kids, but maybe take you over the top in terms of when there's a key game or there's a key possession, you got a couple veterans that can stabilize you on the floor. That if the other team's making a run.
Danny Green.
No, it's not it. No. I mean, I'm trying to give you the best examples of guys like that.
No, I agree with you.
But you need a guy that has some tenacity and some experience and maybe a ring under his belt or, you know, some playoff teams to be able to come in here and say, look, at this point in my career, I want to be here and I'm still productive. But in the process, I'm going to show you and tell you on a daily basis what it takes to win on and off the court. Because I don't see any accountability for this team. And I see that you let guys sit out with a hangnail for weeks on end and you protect the hell out of them because they can't take tough
better.
Love.
You got better.
Well, it's addition by subtraction, right?
I hope it gives them an answer they needed to
or did
have
you get,
answered.
You got better by getting worse for this year.
Well, no, because I know who you're referring to, and I think him being off the floor is better for the Rockets.
No, but what I'm saying is you got better in the short term by getting worse because for the rest of this year you're supposed to be bad.
Yeah, that's true.
And then in the future you got better because you've got more resources to work with.
Can't you get out of that deal this offseason?
Which one?
The Kevin Porter Jr.
Kevin Porter Jr.'s new deal doesn't kick in until next year.
So you couldn't get out of him until next offseason?
Yeah, because
unless it's a trade.
Yeah, he's still on his initial deal. His new deal kicks in the offseason. Start of the new calendar year.
I can deal with one more year. Oof. I can deal with... Now, if you trade him, better. But
you could deal with one more year. Could your new head coach?
Well, you can bench him. You can send him home.
Okay. See how that goes over.
With him or the front office?
Both.
I mean, you're probably right. 713-780-ESPN. Let's make mock drafts great again. Sean is making us. This mock draft is from CBS Sports. It's from Ryan Wilson, who I think is terrible at mock drafting. I'm not going to lie. He has a trade at number one. The Colts trade up to number one. This is more of a modest trade up to number one than I've seen. The Colts get the number one pick. The Bears get the fourth pick, a 2023 second rounder, third rounder, and a 2024 second. So the Colts are trading up to number one from number four, not giving up a future first. As modest as I've seen, now I don't think that that's terrible from like a draft chart point of view. The Colts who then trade up from number one take C.J. Stroud. So C.J. Stroud is off the board, Blankers. We've been using these exercises of who would you take at number two if what we know is gone from number one. C.J. Stroud is off the board. I think I know your answer. Who are you taking at number two? C.J. Stroud's gone.
Yeah?
Who are you taking at number two?
Probably your
Bryce?
Well, I'm a Bryce Young
guy.
Yeah,
you're taking Bryce. Yeah, if Bryce Young. That's what I figured you were doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If the Bears don't trade it and they keep the pick and they go defense.
This has them trading to the Colts. Colts take Stroud. So the Texans are on the clock.
If they take Stroud, then I'm taking Bryce Young.
Okay, so you're going Bryce Young. This mock draft has the Texans taking Bryce Young. So Bryce Young is going to the Texans at number two. This mock draft has Will Levis going number three to Tampa Bay, who trades up to get their quarterback of the future. So that's our top three. They have Will Anderson at four, Tyree Wilson, the Tech defensive end, going number five. Jalen Carter drops to number six in Ryan Wilson's mock draft, and this is kind of proves why I think he's terrible at these mock drafts. So we know that in this draft, Blankers, that the Houston Texans have selected Bryce Young, right? They're on the clock at number 12. He has the Texans taking Peter Skoronski, the tackle from Northwestern.
I don't like it.
Who could be a guard in the NFL?
He could be a guard in the NFL. Got versatility and all that, but you went down this route a year ago, and the jury's still way out and deliberating on that one. I don't like it. I think there's other ways you could fill other holes that are more pressing for this team. Yeah. I get it. If you're going to go quarterback, you want to give him the most protection possible, especially if it's a little guy like Bryce Young. But overall, we've talked about the fact that, you know, depending on what you do at the two tackle spots with guys that are already there, that you could maintain and keep on your roster for another year. I don't like using it on an offensive lineman there.
A little guy like Bryce Young.
I mean, I'm just being honest, man, and you know that's the knock on him, so let's just call it what it is.
I like Peter Skoronski as a player. I don't like him to the Houston Texans. I'm with you on that. Like, the Texans have already went down the route of having a pick at 12, trading down to the teens, taking Kenyon Green. You're kind of pot committed to Kenyon Green at this point. You don't need a tackle if you're re-signing Laremy Tunsil. You have Titus Howard. There's some thought that Skoronski is going to be a guard, but do you want to take a rookie guard 2 years in a row in this range? I'm not a believer of that, although I really like Peter Skoronski as a player. We played the game where you can have any dude, based on the scenario of this mock draft, where we know the Texans go Bryce Young number two in this mock draft. Lance mentioned on his show earlier this week that he's hearing that the Texans people really like Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Bryce Young's there at two, but under this draft, Bryce Young is there at number two. So we're looking at the Texans pick. We're looking at 13, 14, 15, and we're giving you the option of picking who you would take. Skoronski, as we know, goes 12. Osiris Torrance, who's the offensive tackle from actually he's more of a guard from Florida, goes number 13. Quentin Johnson goes 14 to the Jets. Michael Mayer goes 15 to the Packers. You're on the clock at number 12. Bryce Young has already been picked at number two. You're Nick Caserio. You have the option of these four guys, Skoronski, Torrance, Johnston, Mayer. Who are you selecting?
So our safety from Alabama is out?
He's not in this scenario. Brian Branch, who in this mock draft goes 20 to Seattle.
I'll tell you this. I like Mayer. I like Mayer because of the
you
fact
like Mayer over Johnston?
It was one of the two guys.
I thought it might be.
Yeah, and to me, because I've said all along, if you're going to go quarterback with the top pick in the first round, then I want you to enhance the rest of the offense as much as you can. You know, I'm taking you for your draft analysis too, and how much tape you watch to say that you don't think that there's a true wide receiver one in this draft. But I know that they need wide receiver help in this room with the Houston Texans, and so if you could get a young, promising, top of the list wide receiver in this draft, I like it. But if you can't do that there, or you want, and this is what I have to choose from, the one thing they know that you know they have a glaring need for more than that is a tight end, because their tight end room could be the worst in the league. And so when you look at it, you tried with OJ Howard, you're trying to do some things differently to try and find answers, and you haven't been able to do that. If you know there's three top tight ends in this draft, and you could get the best one, and you give Bryce Young the most important position for a guy like him is probably a safety valve, and that's what a tight end can become in a lot of different play scenarios. I like it.
You go Mayer over Johnston, huh? Or Mayer over Johnston.
Well, but yeah, yeah.
All right. 713-780 ESPN. You get the option. One of those four players, who would you take? You going Skoronski, Torrance, Johnston, or Mayer? Somebody texted in and say, we got to get defense with one of these first two picks. It's not the game we're playing.
See, the other thing you
have
sold
Bryce
me too,
Young at two. You get one of these four players. Who are you taking?
But the other thing you sold me on, too, is there's going to be a surplus of receivers that slide.
I think
so. And so that second pick in the second round, you might still be able to get one of those same tiered receivers.
Sure. I think you – I mean, I love Zay Flowers. I love Tank Dell. So if I don't get a receiver at 12, I don't get Johnston. I don't get Hyatt. I don't get Addison. I don't get Smith and Jibba. Okay.
Lance talked me away from Johnston.
I heard what he had to say about that, too. Yeah. I have my concerns as well. Sean Mapes, who would you take under this scenario? Skoronski, Torrance, Johnston, Mayer. Throwing you under the bus, see what you got.
I would take Mayer. I like the tight end.
You're aligned with blankers here.
Yeah, I'm rolling with blankers because I, like you said, I like the kind of second round wide receivers more as far as like how good they are versus the value of, you know. I don't love Quinn Johnston as the 12th pick.
Right.
And I'd rather go somewhere else.
There's not a receiver in this draft that if you pick him at 12 where it does not feel like a reach.
Yeah.
Every receiver in this draft, if you were to select him at number 12, feels like a reach. I'm going tight end here, too. It's unanimous. 713-780-ESPN. Who you taking? 713-780-3776. When we return, let's recap the NBA trade deadline from a Rockets perspective. How do we grade Rafael Stone? And we saw some unbelievable, excellent analysis earlier today on Twitter. Cody Stutes had the best analysis I've ever seen. We got to talk about that when we come back. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is Lisa Zadok from Zadok Jewelers, inviting you to our Valentine's Day soiree this Friday, February 10th from 12 to 6. To sweeten the deal for your Valentine or for yourself, shop 20% off all Zadok collection pieces, including dainty necklaces, tennis bracelets, hoop earrings, and so much more. Join us at Zadok Jewelers on Post Oak and San Felipe this Friday. Zadok Jewelers, make the moment.
Come hang out with your favorite ESPN 97.5 host this Friday at Drift Bar in the Heights. The Killer Bees and the Wheelhouse will be broadcasting live from noon until 7 for happy hour. The broadcast features a 97.5 beer bucket special only offered during the broadcast. Drift Bar, high tides and good vibes.
On April 29th, hop on your bike and join thousands of cyclists for a two-day ride of a lifetime at the Texas MS 150. Register today at bikemstexas150.org with discount code RADIO and help us change the world for people with MS 1 mile at a time.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615. That's 800-814-5615. 800-814-5615.
Now back to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
What are some of the best analysis you've ever heard? And when I say best, I mean the worst. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Blankers, earlier today I tweeted out, after I woke up, I woke up at a normal hour.
And still saw Kevin Durant got traded.
3 a.m. Yeah, Monty Porter, like, you have to wake him up at 3, because if you don't wake him up at 3, he's going to act like that news does not exist when he wakes up at a normal hour.
He's a head coach. That's big news for him.
I just like sleep too much. Maybe it's because I got a Branham baby at home.
Well, you're also burning it at both ends and sideways.
I have no idea what that means.
It means you're doing this
job.
Yeah, it is. You are a grinder, and you're grinding every direction with all the stuff you got going on.
So I woke up to the Woj bomb at a normal hour, where the Suns traded, you know, Kevin Durant. We know it. And I said trading Harden to the Nets would go down as one of Stone's greatest moves. Which, again, I'm not saying Rafael Stone is a great general
manager.
Not a
lot to choose from.
that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it. Like, I meant that matter of fact.
Right, no, I get
like,
it.
Like, I wasn't being...
I'm glad
like,
you put context to it, because at first I was like, you're just trying to get me pissed
no,
off.
No, I mean, I really... Like, think about it. Like, of all the moves that Rafael Stone has made to date, what are his best moves? I would say trading up for Alpi Shingun.
Yep.
And look, hindsight being 2020, was luck involved here? I think there's an element of luck to everything. the fact that the Nets' big three broke down on February 9, 2023 is pretty significant whenever you have all of the Nets' first-round draft picks through 2027. And he doesn't have a lot of great moves.
I'm going to show you how versatile and how open-minded I can be when we're on this show. I'm going to give you the positives of Rafael
Stone. This is a blankers I've never seen.
Right. You got Kevin Porter Jr. for a song. You got him for absolutely nothing, and he turned out to be pretty damn good. Now that you know what you know, and with everything that continues to happen, is he worth keeping around? No, probably not, or it's teetering. But at the same time, he now has more value than what you really gave up nothing to get him, and now he has more value if you decide to move on.
But you could just move on two offseasons from now without getting anything in return.
Right, you just don't want to pay the contract. $20 million next year. Yeah.
Right. I mean, after next year.
Right. But still, feather in your cap because you got him. You discovered Jayshon Tate. Jayshon Tate, no one knew, and he was playing somewhere in Europe, and you brought him in because you had seen him play once or twice, and you brought him in, and he turned out to be great, and he turned out to be great for your team. Now, he's not a great NBA player, but he's good enough that he has value around the league, and it costs you nothing. So that's another one where you give him his props. When he got four 19-year-olds in the same draft, we didn't know what those players could turn out to be, but I gave him props for being able to understand in a rebuild, you get all the young players you can to keep them around the similar age, and you hope a couple turn out. Some have. Some honestly have not to this point, and that's Garuba and Christopher.
Sure.
But give him his props for that as well. So he has made some moves and done some things where you can say that was good, and that was good for the organization.
I think it's also important to realize the philosophy. Like, I think Rafael Stone's philosophy and the Rockets' philosophy has been to rebuild, not have a lot of money on the books, go with this youth movement. Because, like, you can make a case for Jared Allen, Chris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie when you traded James Harden.
And
they would have been better. Yeah. Like, they would have had a better record. There's no
argument
there. And
you were getting picks, too. So it was better long-term and also better short-term.
I don't know if it's better long-term. Like, I don't think that those picks would have been better long-term than the Nets.
Cavs would have been better picks than the Nets.
Yeah, but I think there would have been lottery protection there. Like, so, like, I would need to see exactly what those picks would have been.
But again, to your point about how upside down it can get,
yeah,
no one could have predicted Donovan Mitchell to the Cavs, which would have changed things, too.
True, exactly. Like, that's why I can't say long-term.
Right.
Short-term, for sure. Long-term, I need to know more.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, putting this tweet out, and here's this analysis, and I want to hear some of, like, the laziest analysis that you've ever heard. And I want to hear from you, Hive. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Because I put the tweet out there. Mm-hmm. Trading Harden in the Nets would go down as one of Stone's greatest moves. Here was Stutzer's response. A gamble that paid off. Now he's got to use the picks well. Like, the laziest analysis that you could ever have. What's the laziest analysis you've ever heard? 713-780-3776. A gamble that paid off. Now he's got to use the picks well. Cody Stutz. Like, I kind of, like, a couple of quotes that I thought about, like, from analysis point of view. Something that has to be successful to work out. Cody Stutz. I woke up, and now I have to go to the bathroom. Cody Stutz. I went to the bathroom, and now I have to flush. Cody Stutz.
The one that always came to mind before I knew exactly the specifics of what you were looking for is when Mel Kiper Jr. went out and said that the kid, Jimmy Clausen, was going to be the starting quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, and if he wasn't by this date, that he would quit his job, and then he wasn't, and he obviously was not quitting his lucrative job.
He also had Josh Allen as his top quarterback in Josh Allen's draft, though.
That turned out
by
well.
By the way, I need to defend Mel Kiper this draft because he has Will Levis as his number one quarter, and he has got gray hair. He's got gray hair. Now, a face, I don't know.
Not on the face, but, you know, he's got great hair, and he's got a good helmet behind him. When he does his live shots.
See, he does have a good Lego head of hair. 713-780-3776. What's the laziest, worst analysis you've ever heard? 713-780-3776.
He's got all the tools, but now he's got to put it together at the right time.
Probably Cody Stutz.
I don't know.
Probably Cody Stutz. I have a drive to work today. Now I need to get there safely. Probably Cody Stutz.
He's got all the measurables, but those intangibles, they're game changers.
Probably Cody Stutz. The team that scores more points on Sunday will win the Super Bowl. Probably Cody Stutz.
I'm so on Bad Take Boulevard right now where
Why?
I'm like, I'm not going to say the name, but you just, keys to the game. All I can tell you is the team who scores more points is going to win that one.
Probably Cody Stutz.
Nope.
Somebody actually said that?
Go Cougs.
Hold on, what?
A Houston legend.
Was it Nance?
Can we move on, please?
Basketball Houston legend.
Can we move on, please?
Oh, I got to know this now. Drex?
Not now. You can know later.
What was the quote?
Let's go to our keys to the game. I think if, you know, they score more points, they're going to – that would be a big key.
Probably Cody's dude.
Back to you, Bill.
713. Was Romo said that? I got to know. You can tell me off the air.
In time, you will know.
713-780-3776. What's the worst analysis, laziest analysis you've ever heard? 713-780-3776. Akin to what Cody had to say on his Twitter response. He went out of his way to hop in my mentions to say, a gamble that paid off. Now he's got to use those picks well.
You don't even have those picks yet, though.
Well, you
can't.
You
still have to validate where they're going to be.
You have
them, but you still don't know where they're going to be.
You don't know where they're going to be because their future, they're later on. 1744 says, dude has a crush on Cody. How can you not? I mean, 300 pounds of just a hunk of metal, good-looking son of a gun. How could you not have a crush on Cody Stutes? It's a man crush Monday on a Thursday. 713-780-3776. Worst analysis, laziest analysis you've ever heard. 1601 says, when you get your hands on it, you got to catch it. Probably Cody Stutes.
That was a good one.
Yeah. It was John Madden that actually said that one.
Oh, there's a couple of them that Caliendo used to quote Madden on. Here's a guy, when he runs, he goes faster.
Probably Cody Stutes.
That's a good one.
What are the probably Cody Stutes analysis that you have? 713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener
line. Right
713-780-3776. Who said that one?
That was another Madden.
Probably
Boom.
Cody Stutes.
Boom, right there.
Boom, you got to hit him at the point of attack. Boom. Largo says embrace the suck. Killer Bees, but probably Cody Stutes.
Because Largo's an a-hole. That's why.
Largo a-hole, not Largo bot?
No, he lives to be one.
Oh, I mean, that's 95% of our Twitch, if we're being completely honest. And sometimes I just tip my cap. 713-780-ESPN.
That crusty,
that bent, old hat.
Debilitated hey. Hat.
It's a nice design.
You guys are haters.
But you guys are
haters.
Well, if I break mine out, I can tell you that they look pretty clean.
Who is Hugh Dabking? Is that Dick Willie? I imagine it is. Synonymous there.
Jim Henson.
If I can get a kiss from Jill, I'll be set for life. Probably Cody Stutes. 713-780-ESPN. All right, the Rockets made a bunch of trades today.
If the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, they could win it all.
Probably Jake Asmon.
Yeah, there you go. See what we did there?
Maybe Patrick Creighton? No.
No.
Is he a Giants
fan? No,
he's a
Giants fan.
He's a Giants guy? Mm-hmm. Like Todd the Show, he's a Giants guy?
Mm-hmm.
Let's summarize the Rockets trade deadline today. Eric Gordon gone. Bruno Fernandez gone. Garrison Matthews
Fernando.
Gone. Fernando Fernandez. He's not going to work here anymore. They take a little bit more salary this year. So Tim and Fertitta spends a little bit of money in the short term, which it's his
nothing,
money.
Right.
I love Uncle Tillman, but it's his money. The Rockets get 10 picks in the first round, 2 second-round picks for Oklahoma City. Immediate reaction, grade Rafael Stone's trade deadline.
You're not fired because you got rid of Eric Gordon, and you have the potential to move up 10 picks, but you're going to move up probably. So it wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible. So I'll give him a thumbs up.
A+, no doubt about it. I'm a Houston Rockets fan through and through. Huge homer. I see the light. Rockets future is bright.
Jeremy Brandon.
A+ for Rafael Stone. All right, that's it for us. Thanks to Sean Mates filling in for the slacker, Joe George. Thanks for doing all the hard work, Sean. He's blank on Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Drift Bar in the Heights.
Football?
The Wheelhouse is next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.